Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome
to
the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And the sun's not out, but it's light out. It's warmer out than it's going to be the next week. Possible snow at the end of the week. We'll see. Haven't really seen some of it. I saw some people on Facebook praying for white rain. I'd like to have a little bit of it, help protect our plants, that type of thing. So definitely something to be thinking about. Before the break, we were talking with Joyce in regards to a Diplodenia bush that she has at home. Kind of like a Mandevilla, the same type family. They pretty much can look the same, right? But, the question was, is to prune or not to prune? It's really up to you and what you want to do. But taking cuttings is probably a good thing to be doing at this time of year for some of these plants, right? Because, you want to make sure you can, have more plants going forward doing those types of things. So we look at cuttings and we say, how can we do it? How can we, how can we plant them? What should we do? Well, we start off with a light soil, a soil that is not very compact, not very, heavy. We're looking for that soilless type mix right now. You're looking to have that lighter soil so that when you put the cutting into the soil, it has an opportunity to move its roots in there once it's done. Now, a root cutting, or how to root the cutting, what's the best way? So with the Diplodenia, you take about 6 to 8 inches of a cutting. You cut at a 45-degree angle. You take off some of the lower leaves, so when you put the plant into soil, the leaves aren't touching the soil, so when you water, it's not affecting it. You want to use a rooting powder on the bottom of where you've cut it. Now, what I like to do when it comes to the soil is obviously I use a lighter mix, but I water the soil first. Sounds weird. There's nothing there. What are you doing? Well, we take that soil and make sure it can compact around the plant, but it's still light to let air go through. But watering it allows the soil to really get in there and stick to where it needs to be. Plus, you're not watering the soil right away after you've put this cutting in the soil because there's no roots. Yes, the cut will absorb some of this water, but there's no roots to really feed it. So that's part of it. So those are just some things to be thinking about when it comes to cuttings and growing. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Peter is in Pennsylvania.
Peter, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Good morning.
I have some hyacinth plants that I had in pots, and they're starting to sprout out from all this warm weather.
Okay.
Can I bring them inside, or what should I do?
I mean, I would definitely... So are they in the ground right now?
Yeah, they're in pots in the ground. I brought some of them and put them under grow light, but they're just starting to pop through.
Okay. Now, if you want to keep some of them outside, one of the things you could do is put some more, like, mulch around them to kind of keep them down. But you can bring some of them in.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you're just not going to get the flowers, later in the season that you normally would. Because it's doing its thing now.
But if I get mad, it's so cold, it's supposed to go down to, like, 18 degrees. I thought they'd freeze.
Well, they will. And that's why I was thinking putting something around them, something along the lines of, mulch or leaves or pine needles or, I mean, some people even put like a blanket over it. But then again, if you don't have snow cover or anything along those lines, it's going to want to continue to grow and you might actually do more damage if you put like a blanket over it. So I would fill soil or mulch or something around it. If you want to enjoy some of them, I'd take them in. Put them in a sunny window.
I brought some in. I put them under a grow light and gave them a little miracle grow.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're starting. They're getting ready. It's just with the temperatures the way they've gone and how they've fluctuated, plants are like, all right, well, is it spring? I'm going to start popping up, see what happens.
Yeah.
That can have some effect. That can have some long-term effect on the plants going forward. So it's something to really, either way. But I would take some of them in so you can at least enjoy them.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I bought about three of them in. I have one out yet, but I was thinking I could put it under my cellar porch. It's open, but it gets, just put mulch or something over it,
Yeah, no, I would definitely cover it the best you can and see what you can do to help it, go through the winter. I think it's going to stunt it a bit. You might not end up getting flowers on it. That's the other thing, right? I kind of want to say just bring them all in and enjoy them. But I think you could leave a couple and try to protect them that way and see what could happen.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Patrick.
All right, Peter. You have a great rest of your day.
Okay. You have a great New Year's and the rest of your year, too.
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time for you to be joining us. With snow coming on Friday possibly to the area, still time to get onto the Natural Alternative website. Order some ice melt if you haven't to get here for the weekend. In our area, in the New England area, it's taking 2 to 3 days to ship to us. But I know that if you place the order before 1 o'clock tomorrow, it'll ship out that day. And so, you'd be able to get it before that storm. So definitely take a look on their website, naturalalternative.com, to see the two different styles that they have, the ice melt and then their CMA, depending upon what you're looking for your house. That's what will tell you which way you want to go. So, you know, they have their ice melt, right? Their straight ice melt, which is, this is the one that is pet and lawn safer, right? It's not going to affect your lawn and garden. It's not going to hurt your pets that are out there going through. So, you know, something to be thinking about. Or you can look at the CMA brand. Their CMA is the one where if you had a patio put in this year, you can't use the regular ice melt on concrete because it can affect it. Whereas the CMA, you can use 30 days after installing. So those are the two different ones. Go to their website, naturalalternative.com. See what you can do to get yourself safe with this, potential snowstorm coming on Friday. Just a couple days, you could have it. You don't even have to leave the house. Anybody else who has questions, give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And a number of different things we're discussing today, what you can be doing outside for the spring, what you can be thinking about. There's a lot of things to do here. So definitely start thinking spring and what you want to do. I know, the past couple of days I've already started to think about it and saying, all right, this is what I want to do. This is what I'm going to do. So I don't know. I just kind of want to think spring already and think about what we're going to do in, I'm thinking more veggie garden myself and thinking what we can do in this area. As I've mentioned a number of times, I've been cutting trees down, doing all those things in my yard. And, it's opening up a lot of sunlight that really wasn't here prior. It was all mostly shady, very moss-filled areas, not a lot of, sun-tolerant type plants here, mostly tall trees, but we're opening it up to, start fresh. And I'm not clear-cutting to just leave a lawn. I'm cleaning the area with some of the older trees that really, a lot of the trees in here have so much dead wood on them that a lot of these could just fall on their own. And so we'll be taking a look at doing some replanting, adding newer trees, maybe spreading it out a little bit more, creating different patches of different patches of landscape design and seeing what's what. So those are things that I'm thinking about doing for spring of 2022. You know, it's just one of those things where we start thinking now so we can be successful going forward. Start planning it out now instead of just shooting from the hip. You know, you can budget things out. You can know exactly how much money you need to spend. But then the other thing is budget how you're going to put the plants out, right? You know, it sounds like a weird way to describe your landscaping. I'm not talking the money. I'm talking about budgeting the space of each plant. Saying, this space needs X amount. I'm not going to put six other plants right next to it. What am I going to do? So those are some things to be thinking about now and say, all right, if I plant something here, I'm not going to do six other things so close to it. Or what am I going to do? So that's what I mean. Budget your space and say, I'm going to put a plant here. I know I can't put anything over here, so I'm going to do this. Those are some things to think about. So really thinking about what we're going to do this spring is the way to go right now, because that's kind of what I'm thinking. I know for the veggie garden that I want to put in, I would love to have, you know, it spaced out enough where there's timbers on the outside broken down into a number of different sections to keep the space, you know, access around a little bit easier and say, all right, this here, this is where I'm going to put those tomatoes. This is where I'm going to put potatoes. This is where I'm going to put peppers, that type of thing. Look to see it being fenced in because the amount of wildlife we have around here, it's a lot different. I mean, pretty much every night I hear a couple deer run through the backyard, go into where they're going for the night. You know, tons of small animals as well. So I know they're going to be going after the veggies, so what can I do? Planning out, do I fence it in? What do I do? So these are things that I think about. So hopefully those are things you're thinking about for your garden coming up this year. So we'll see what we can do to help you out. If you do have questions, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. Be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Sunday shaping up to be another headache for travelers across the country with at least 1,900 flights canceled. That's according to data from FlightAware. Air carriers are blaming the mass cancellations on COVID-19 and winter weather. Saturday, over 12,000 flights were delayed or canceled. From marijuana to minimum wage, states across the country rang in the new year with new laws that went into effect. The nation's capital joining 15 states where recreational marijuana is now legal, New York becoming the second largest state after California where it's legal to light up. And while the federal minimum wage has stayed stuck at $7.25 an hour since 2009, 29 states upped their minimum wage, with most topping $10 an hour. This is USA Radio News. Antarctic cold start to a new year as a front pushes through Texas.
We saw a drop of 35 degrees in central Texas in just a few hours, from 79 to 44, and overnight lows at or below freezing from now through Tuesday. Wind and the quick drop as the cold front moves through central Texas and into the Houston area Sunday into Monday, with Monday's overnight low of 30 there. Freezing temps do bring worry of a breakdown in the power grid like last February. Just this past week, ERCOT says the Texas power grid is ready for winter after 300 site inspections, though the sale of propane tanks and generators this year in Texas would indicate a low level of trust in that word. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
No winners in Saturday night's Powerball jackpot, so the drawing now set for Monday will be worth $522 million, with a cash value option of $370 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Almost forgot the last four. I say it all the time and I almost forgot it. But again, 855-660-4261. And we got about an hour and a half left in the show. And it is it's warmed up a bit out there. I just ran outside for a little bit here in 40 degrees. Feels nice, I'll tell you. But, you know, if you have some time today, because today is going to be the last day for well over a week, I believe. It's going to be, it's going to cool down in the area. So if you can get out there today and, you know, maybe do a few things. I know it's going to rain. It's not going to be great. But if you can get out there and do a few things, have at it. Because why not? Why stay indoors if you don't have to? I mean, you know, get out in the yard. I'm not talking putting a lawn down. You know, you'd be a little crazy to do that. I'm talking doing some cleanups. I mean, all of the rain that we've been having, and then it gets to cold, and then it goes back to rain. I'm sure you've noticed there's probably a lot of branches around on the ground out there. Why let them sit out there and wait till spring? Get outside, do it now. Clean it up. It's only going to get colder. We are 77 days away from spring, so you still got some time. But this might be a good time to do that and get some things cleaned up. One less chore to do in the spring so you can start on something else. You know, I already started talking about vegetable gardens and what I want to do. You know, we've done a lot of work on the outside of our house, and we're noticing more and more as we see neighbors in the yard and they're walking by and we're talking to them. They're saying, oh, I can't wait to see what you're doing in the spring out here after all this work you've done. Kind of, you know, the anxiety in me kind of just picks up a little bit. Oh, God, we're being judged. What am I going to do? So I want to plan. I want to make sure we do something right. You know, where a lot of people, you know, it doesn't matter what everybody else thinks. I'm not worried about that. But at the same time, we're going to start off where it's just going to be lawn. Why? Because it's been beaten up for so long. If I can add some soil, add some organic matter, those types of things, at least get that soil enriched, have something growing for the time being, and then build out the landscape beds. You know, our house was so covered in trees that it was so shady. I want to see what it's like in this house without so much shade. We got an air conditioning unit as part of the house. Is it going to have to work more now because there's more sun? Probably. But what can we do to help that? Can we put some plants here, there? That's some of the things we're going to look at. And that's some of the things I suggest you look at as well. How the landscape's going to affect everything. Not just affect, you know, that space around it, affect the house, affect you, affect the wildlife, affect everything. So taking a look at what you can do, the surrounding areas, not just the immediate area. So that's where the planning comes in, and we say, all right, I want to do this, or I don't want to do this. Because what happens from there is planning is going to allow you, when you go to a garden center to get something, less time there, knowing I want this and this, and that's what I'm going to get, and I'm done. So you can spend more time at home, working in the garden, enjoying the garden, versus out at the stores, out at the garden centers. You know, I want you to go to the garden centers. I work at a garden center. Love to see everybody there doing their thing. But if you can spend more time in your garden, you're going to be happier for it. That's what the garden does for us. It soothes the soul. It allows you to enjoy the outside a little bit. So planning ahead can make that easier for you. So, just my thoughts, you know, up to you on what you do with it. But planning ahead is something we've always talked about doing. You know, we always will put out, you know, what to do for fall, what to do for winter, what to do for spring in the garden. We always talk about getting your, you know, mower ready or your snowblower ready. Those types of things. Now, this might be the time for you to look at it and say, I had issues with my mower. Call a local, you know, small engine repair shop. I bet you bringing it in now is going to get it ready for you for spring. Whereas if you wait until April, when you go to do it, where everybody else is doing the same thing, it could take months. Then you end up buying something new. And then that plan that you had to put in a certain garden has to get taken out because it's not budgeted the right way. So those are things I'm thinking about doing. And thinking about, all right, what else can we do? Now, I said I'm going to put a lawn in the front of my house. I'm going to be doing the research to it and saying, well, what kind of seed do I want? Do I want sunny? Do I want shady? Well, now there's a lot more sun in this area than there has been. It used to be all shade. So now I'll look at it and say, I want some sun and shade mix. Why? Because there are certain areas that once the sun hits certain parts of the trees, we get a good amount of shade. And it happens earlier than I expected. That being said, you know, sun and shade mix is a mixture. So I want to mix it in and work right. So I pick out the grass seed and I say, all right, this is what I'm going to do. But then I look at the lawn and I'm saying, or the yard, I should say, because it's not a lawn. what needs to be done here? Well, again, I'm going to have stump grinding done. Then I'm going to be adding soil. But what I'm going to look for is a soil that has compost in it. A soil that, even if it, you know, if it just can get in soil and compost, put the soil down first and then put a layer of compost over the top to break up underneath, to thin it out, to make it so it's not so, you know, mossy. Because my yard is full of moss. We were out there yesterday after the walk trying to just kick up some of the moss. You can see this great soil underneath it, but had a lot to do with the shade, tons of roots. But now you look out there, there are roots everywhere. So there's lots of work to do, but we can clean it up, put new loam down, add some compost. I'm sure if you wanted to add compost to a mixture that a company doesn't already mix together, ask them if you can buy, you know, two of one and one of the other, or three of one and one of the other, and mix it in the same truck. And by mix, you're not asking them to mix it. Maybe put two scoops of loam, then one scoop of compost and one scoop of loam, and then when they dump it, it kind of mixes that way for you. That way you get some of that organic matter in there. So I'll be looking to do that, except mine will be in a larger truckload. I'm talking more of a 10-wheeler that can hold 20, 25 yards to fill the area so that I can level it off nicely. Now, I'm probably going to look into renting a Bobcat for a weekend, spread it out, make it look nice so that it's easier to move it around, because when you bring in multiple truckloads of soil, moving with a 5-cubic wheelbarrow, that's a lot of work. If you think about 27 cubic feet in a yard, 5-cubic wheelbarrow of soil, so that is about 5.5 wheelbarrows per yard, technically. 25 times 5.5 is 125, but we're looking at 140, 145 wheelbarrow fulls to move the soil. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds tiring. So, but anyways, we moving that around and starting fresh, leveling it off. Another thing I might think about doing is feeding the soil. And I'm not looking to put like a fertilizer down for the soil because I don't want to fertilize anything that's there. I'm feeding the soil. I'm waking up the soil. So by using a product like sulfur from Natural Alternative, I am feeding the soil. I am getting the lawn woken up, right? I am activating some of the trap nutrients that are underneath there, allowing them to start moving around so that when I do put new grass down, the elements that are in there, the fertilizers, the nutrients that are available there can actually help make the lawn stronger. Now, this is a product, sulfur, where you can put down first thing in the spring once the ground starts to thaw. And at this point, it hasn't. So you might even be able to put it down now so it has time to start working in, slow down. But I personally am going to wait till spring when it comes to putting this sulfur down, because I want to know that it is working, right? I want that 6-week interval on the area to be able to put the next amount down. Those are things I'm trying to do. So I am looking to get the soil activated and feed the soil. Get the soil saying, all right, you're taking care of me, I'm going to take care of you. right? That's what I want to be able to do. So, you know, I look at soil as just as important as feeding the lawn when the roots are there. Taking care of the soil is only going to benefit you in the long term. So things to think about. It's not just about the lawn and the what you're seeing above. It's about what's going on below the ground. We can go into soil test kits and soil tests. Maybe in the next segment to kind of give you some ideas. Because if the ground's still thaw, you know, not frozen at this point, maybe try getting a soil sample now. See what you can do to get ahead of it. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. Be back in a few.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we get a little over an hour left before the show is over. So you got plenty of time. If you have some questions, we'll be here to help you out the best we can. So definitely... give us that call if you looking for some things to be answered for the spring. You know, we're thinking spring. You know, we could be thinking a little bit more in regards to, you know, our house plants that we have at this time and saying, all right, well, you know what? What else can we be doing for them? You probably already heard it enough, but, you know, adding humidity to the area for your house plants is definitely the way to go. Grouping your plants is probably the easiest way to do this. They will feed off each other, and I don't mean physically feed off of each other, but they will create their own environment where they will start to create their own atmosphere, their own humidity, so that they can start to do their thing. They can grow a little bit easier. Humidity is important for a lot of these things to allow your plants to feel like they are, you know, still in those tropical areas that you got them from. They keep the moisture in the plant and allow them to just do their thing. So that's something to really be thinking about right now, especially with the warm weather outside. We don't want our plants to, you know, want to think they got to get outside. What can we do for them? And that's one of them. What else can we be doing? We can be learning about their environment and seeing, you know, should I be moving them certain times of the year as the sun gets higher, or because the sun's lower and it's not as bright, Can I put it in a little bit more sunnier window? What about if you have it in a window or you have multiple plants in a window, turning them every couple days so that the entire plant can have some of that full sun or not so much full sun, right? So those are things that you can be thinking about with your houseplants now. Maybe start a, you know, maybe it's start a weekly ritual, if you will, where every Sunday you're watering, or every other Sunday you're watering and fertilizing. So let's think about that. Now, we do have a call on the line. I'm going to bring him on and see what we can do, and then probably keep him on to the other side of the break. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Tracy's in New Hampshire.
Tracy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Patrick.
Good morning. How can we help you today?
I have a couple of, actually three avocado trees that are about, I'm guessing about 3 or 4 feet tall. They're okay. In smart pots.
Okay.
And I drag them in and out because obviously the weather. This year, they've been doing great for the last 4 or 5 years. This year, I think they got left out a little too long for one of the frosts.
Okay.
One of them looks pretty decent. The other one, a lot of the leaves turned brown and fell off. But the green, everything is still green. It's still getting water. I keep them in the basement, which is finished, but it's cool down there.
Yep.
I have been giving them, like, Miracle-Gro every once in a while when I water them. And I don't know if that's helping, or usually I only do it when I bring them in or when I put them out.
Okay.
But curiosity, will these things ever fruit?
They should. They do take some time for that to happen for you. Did you start them from, like, a pit?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, in the window. I've got four more ready to go, but they're only about, I don't know, about a foot tall.
Okay. So it's going to take some time for that to happen. And I can discuss all of that and kind of go over with you what else we can do to get them to work as on the other side of the break. So hang tight for me. When we get back, we will go over what to do with an avocado going forward. For everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. Back in a few.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.